Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon. It's always a delight to have you joining me here today on the show. I say it all the time, and I actually have been saying this for so long, but I say it because I truly mean it. I really am delighted that you take time out of your day to join me, and especially to all my listeners that have been with me since day one. You're the best. You really are. You're just fantastic. And I am so delighted that you continue to support me here on this show. And I'm hoping that you will continue to support me here on the show. So, for all those who are new, welcome to the show. And I'm hoping that you're here because maybe you're trying to start a business, or maybe you have something that you're trying to accomplish and you're not exactly sure, you know, how to go about doing that. Well, you come to the right place. I'm hoping that, you know, you can hear me okay. We had a couple slight technical things, but I'm hoping that everybody can hear me. If you can't, just send me a note, and we will make it better. Well, we're going to just dive right in. You know, last week we talked about businesses that you can start while you are currently working a job, because so many people are finding it challenging. Some are getting laid off. Some are really concerned about, you know, some of the things that are happening in the market, various markets. And I get that. I really, really do. And last week we talked about those things, and I gave you some suggestions, and we didn't get to complete all of those, and that's okay. We're going to share a few concepts with you. And last week, if you remember, last week the word was commitment. The word for the week is commitment. And I kind of gave you a definition and share with you, you know, exactly what that word means. What that word means. It's a very powerful word, and it really can change your life. So if you missed that, you know, if you missed that show, just go back to the archives, and you can listen to it there. You can listen to it there. But today, the word for the week, are you ready? The word for the week is optimistic. 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 In today's society, and in light of some of the things that we've been hearing in the news, some people are finding it kind of challenging to be optimistic. And if you own a business, or you're thinking about owning a business, if you're thinking about just starting something on your own, whether it's investing or anything, Sometimes you have to be optimistic. Even when things don't seem like they're going the way you want them to go. And optimistic just simply means being hopeful and confident about your future. Just being hopeful and confident about your future. And I'm going to share with you, there are going to be plenty of times, many times when it's just not going to feel good being in business. But if you have an attitude of optimism, just believing and hoping that things are going to turn out well, being positive, expect the best possible outcome from any given situation. And that's really challenging to do. It really, really can be challenging to do for anyone. But the whole goal, and this is the word I want you to reflect on this week, being optimistic, the whole goal is to have a hopeful and confident attitude that the best possible outcome is going to take place with whatever situation you face from moment to moment. Having a hopeful and confident attitude that the best possible outcome will happen with any given situation that you may be experiencing, even though it may not feel like it. So that's the word. That's the word for today. Optimistic. Being optimistic. Well, as I mentioned to you before, and last week, wow, the show went by so fast. It really did. The show just went by so fast. And I wanted to make sure that I shared with you some things that you can possibly do while you're working in the event that you want to start your own business. And I'm kind of going to just dive right in because, like I said, the last time, boy, time went by so fast when we were talking. But for those of you who may be new to the show, we really do our best to bring you programming and information that, you know, can assist you with your business and building strong businesses in the community. And some of you, I'm sure, those, especially those who are new, you may be wondering, well, how do we go about doing that? Well, we do our best to bring programming that's enlightening, informative, and entertaining. But we also try to bring great information as it relates to the internet, social media, branding, technical news, leadership development. Wow. Cover quite a bit, as well as relationships. And I say that all the time because I really do believe that we are all relational and we need to know how to get along with people. We need to know how to get along with people. So we're all relational and need to know how to do that. So we talk about relationships as well. Well, we're going to kind of dive right in. As I mentioned to you before, today we're going to be discussing businesses that you can possibly start while you're currently working. Quite a few people are really not exactly happy with the minimum wage. Some are making below minimum wage. Some are doing well but just aren't happy where they are. And you have been thinking about, you know, starting a business on your own. And there are some side business ideas out there that you can take a look at, no matter if you're working 9 to 5, if you're working first shift, second shift, third shift, it doesn't matter. And for all of those who are saying, you know, that's, I just don't think that's something I can do, starting a business is just too hard. You don't have, you think you may not have the money to start, you think that you're in a situation and you're not going to get out of it. You are really concerned about your budget. You're saying, I just don't think I can squeeze in anything else. But you want to be your own boss. You want to make decisions. You want to be the one who is charting the course for your future. And there are many people that feel that way. So you are among a wonderful group of people who feel like they want to do their own thing. Entrepreneurship is possible, and there are so many resources out there that can assist you in that endeavor. And if you missed last week's show, just go back to our archives and take a listen to that show, because I shared some things and some side businesses that you can do while you're working full time. And I'm going to share a few more because there really are some good ones out there. I had mentioned podcasting to you, which is becoming very popular in the business community. But not just a business community, but in education, even individuals have their own personal podcast, and you can monetize your podcasts. So I talked a little bit about that last week as well. But also consulting, and this is one that most people don't think they can do. But if you have a skill or if you have knowledge or if you have formal education, and you may not have formal education, you may have great experience in a particular industry, and if you find yourself giving others ideas and suggestions and helping them to troubleshoot through certain issues or things, you may be able to consult and charge for your consulting. Are you great at solving issues for companies? Do you have customer service ideas that you think companies can help with their bottom line? Are you a web developer, and or do you design websites, or do you have health and medical background, coding background? If you have any type of skill that someone may be interested in learning more about, you may want to consider a consulting business. And there are awesome checklists and things out there that you can use to help you to develop that business. So consider possibly consulting. Also, starting a business as it relates to electronic accessories. Do you know there are people out there who start businesses like selling cases for phones or software for computers, systems to companies to help them to become more efficient and effective through using technological accessories? Yeah, you probably didn't know that, but yeah. And then they sell these accessories or products on various platforms like Amazon. Some use other e-commerce stores. But not only that, but if you hand make accessories or if you make things by hand, you can go to trade shows. You know, use it as a promotional product. So you have to become creative. And remember when I shared with you a few shows back that it probably isn't a bad idea to kind of sit down in a nice, quiet place and take a look at what you want for your life, what is your vision for your life, your mission, your goal, doing a vision board. When you do that, things will become more clear to you as far as what is it that you want to do, what it is that you may want to do. So if you are creative and you can create things with your hands, or you can build things, or you can paint, draw, there's a possibility you can start a business part-time or on the weekends, and it may develop into a full-time business for you. And you own it yourself. You make your own hours. There are other businesses as well. Some get into affiliate marketing, affiliate sales, meaning that you sell other people's products. You don't have to have your own, but you sell other products and you get a commission or you get a piece of that sale. Something you may want to consider. There's so many products out there, so many opportunities for you to just get involved and start something on your own. And if you enjoy helping people stay organized, I think I mentioned this one already, virtual assistants. There are people who are making money being virtual assistants, and they work directly from their home, helping businesses or CEOs or managers to stay organized, maybe generating reports or generating agendas, whatever they might need, virtual assistance, something you could possibly do from your own home. And I also mentioned tutoring. Tutoring. If you know a subject really well, or you're really good with computer design, you could tutor someone who needs that or who's trying to get where you are. Tutoring. Some people pay 25 and upwards to receive tutoring. Now, this is one that you may not have thought about, but, you know, people travel a lot and they're on the go for vacations and they're gone from their home sometimes a couple weeks, sometimes a month. It just depends on what it is they're doing. Sometimes people are going out of town on a regular basis and their home is just sitting there. No one is managing it, picking up the mail or anything like that. Well, you could possibly start a house-sitting business. And in order to make pretty decent money from house sitting, it really has to be consistent. You have to have a clientele, make sure you're on a schedule, and generate enough customers so that it can be profitable for you. But it's pretty much an easy business to start. And you may be thinking, well, house-sitting in your area, but also think about the fact that you may be able to house-sit in other states, other countries, if you choose to. And it's an opportunity for you to kind of live rent-free and travel a little bit. So if that's something that you think you might enjoy, take a look into house-sitting. Managing other people's property. You know, property manager. You know, some companies have so many properties that they're trying to manage. They may not be doing a great job and could possibly use some help. So whether you know someone or even if you don't know anyone, you can always just look up property managers in your area and see if they need assistance helping to manage properties. You know, if you are great at repairing, you know how to do home improvements, you can be on call if there's an emergency at one of their properties and they need to get something fixed or a plumbing line goes bad. That may be something that you can do. I told you there are so many ideas out there. You just have to be creative. You got to be creative. And when we come back from this short break, I am going to share just a few more of these opportunities with you right here. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining me. I want to just say thank you once again for joining us here on this platform. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you here with me. And this week we have been talking about businesses that you can start while you're currently working your job. A lot of people start out that way. Some people don't just start out in business. They worked a full-time job or part-time job, saved the money, or built the business until it was replacing their current income, and they launched their own businesses. And you can do the same thing. And today we're talking about businesses that you may be able to start while you're currently working full-time. If you are creative at baking, if you design furniture, or if you can make clothes, or you're a fashionista and you have a great eye for style, design, and color, and you have handmade goods, well, there are e-commerce sites out there that you can sell your stuff on. You know, some people sell their oils, their hair care products that they've made themselves that they feel are great products, and they sell those products. And some people are generating quite a bit of income from selling their handmade products. And if you are one of those persons or one of those creatives, you can do the same. You can place your art on e-commerce sites, or if you want to have your own website designed and you want to do the marketing and drive people to your site to see your art, you can do that as well. It may take a little bit more time, but that's okay if you choose to do it that way, or you can use some of the large e-commerce sites that are already out there. Now, this is one I enjoy doing, but it's not a business. I have done it before. Photography. You know, you may want to niche down, you know, and do certain types of photography, or if you just like taking candid shots of just different things, that's totally up to you. But wedding photography is a business that can be pretty lucrative if you market yourself, you're consistent, and your work is good. It really is. Quite a few professional wedding photographers charge anywhere from $2,500 and up to do weddings. And, of course, if you do videography as well and you do editing, you can do pretty well in wedding photography. And one of the things you would want to do is make sure that you create a wonderful wedding photography experience for your clients. And if you're really good and you really take care of those clients and they really like your work and appreciate your work ethic, they will refer you. And word of mouth is some of the best types of business that you can receive, businesses that you've received from word of mouth, or clients that you've received via word of mouth. Yeah. Wedding photography. If you're really good, that may be something that you may want to consider. And you know, other people, and you may not have heard of them, but they are out there. Folks that love the concept of love. I love the concept of love. But some people take it even further, and they develop their online dating programs or online dating sites, or they become dating consultants. Yeah, there are people out there who have problems finding someone to date. They're looking for love, and they're having a really hard time finding it, and they search out dating consultants. So if you think you are a great matchmaker, you might as well get paid for it. Yeah. Dating consultants, they are out there. I know this is a lot, right? I told you I was going to bring you some businesses that you can start while you're working full time. These are things that you can start on the side. You can. And if you missed some of our archive shows where we talked about some of the documentation and paperwork that you want to make sure that you have in place before you start your business, go back to the archive shows. They are there. This platform is to assist you in having a successful business because we want to build stronger businesses in the community so we can put people to work. And this is one of the ways we do it. Now, another type of business, if you are a great writer, if you're always jotting down thoughts and writing poems, or if you have stories that you have written, whether they're true or fictional, and it's something you enjoy doing, and you've gotten compliments on your writing, you may want to consider being a ghostwriter. Writing for other people, they give you a concept of what they like to see, and then you take that concept and you write for them. You can get paid for that. You sure can. And if you like fiction, or maybe you like how-to booklets or do-it-yourself or whatever it is that you like to write, that may be something that you can do on the side. And, you know, people are always needing speeches, sermons, ideas for their podcasts, motivational speeches, books to give away, or books to go along with their business. Oh, wow. You could possibly make quite a bit of money writing for others. Writing for others. And, you know, this next one, I tell you, I think this is a pretty good one. Greeting cards, writing greeting cards. You know, I went in search of a card or some cards, and they just don't make them like they used to. In fact, if you have been to a store lately, some stores have a nice selection of cards, but you don't find a really nice selection of cards that includes beautiful graphics as well as warm, timeless writings in the cards. In fact, some stores, their green cards, for especially the seasonal, has been almost eliminated. Oh, it'd be so nice if greeting cards come back. And I get it. People do more digital cards. They send things now via email or via text or on the phone. And so there may not be as huge a need. Some people may not feel that there's a greater need for writing greeting cards, and that the popularity of those and the number of those who are using those cards now may not be like it was in the past, but there's still a need for that. It really is. So if you write wonderful poems and you can put some great graphics to it, you could possibly earn up to, I would say, maybe 300 or more for every poem that you write. And a greeting card company publishes it. I mean, that's not really bad. Especially if you're writing poems and you're not getting any money for it. So if you write a poem and you submit it to a greeting card company and they decide to use it, they could possibly pay you $300 for that. Mm-hmm. But make sure you copyright your stuff. Make sure that you copyright what you do. Oh, my goodness, this is so exciting. You see how the time, oh, wow, you see how the time goes by? That's what I was sharing with you. Time goes by so quickly when we're talking about these things. And these are things that you can do. And I want you to remember the word for the week, optimistic. When you start feeling like you may not be able to do this or you can't do it, remember so many other people have done it who have been in maybe less positions than you are. meaning they may not have what you have. Their situation may be a lot more dire than your situation, and they have started their businesses, and some are very successful, and you can do it. Be optimistic about what you do, about your thoughts. And my dad used to tell me years ago when I started my business, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, you have to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. So if you're trying to start a business and if you're trying to be successful, don't surround yourself with negative people. Don't do that. Don't surround yourself with negative people. Surround yourself by people who are positive, optimistic, and who are smarter than you are. And I just want to say thank you so much to everyone that joined me here today on the show. It has been a delight, and I hope you have a wonderful and productive week. This is Sharon. Thank you so much for joining me, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.